This is Inside Indiana Business Radio for the afternoon of Wednesday, March 20th, 2024. I'm Kate Sharon. Indiana is on a short list of six states being considered to be part of a national network of bioindustrial manufacturing pilot facilities. BioMADE, a manufacturing innovation institute sponsored by the U.S. Department of Defense, is developing the facilities as a means to provide startups and small companies with access to intermediate equipment to validate and scale up their biomanufacturing processes before moving on to develop their own facilities. Jack Starr, Chief Manufacturing Officer for BioMADE, said Indiana presented multiple benefits for such a facility.
For our facilities to be successful, we need a couple of things. We need a great partner at or near the site. We need a good business environment, which can manage like the zoning and the permits. And we need co-investment from state and local.
BioMADE says the country faces a foundational gap in domestic pilot and intermediate scale biomanufacturing facilities, which has led American companies scaling up their manufacturing processes overseas. Michigan-based manufacturing company Dexco Global Incorporated has acquired the City Spring Group of companies headquartered in Edmonton, Alberta. Financial details were not disclosed, but Dexco said the companies will become part of its Elkhart-based subsidiary, Dexter Axle Co. LLC. The companies are City Spring and Axle Limited in Edmonton and Calgary in Alberta, Spring Service Limited in Regina, Saskatchewan, and Pacific Spring and Axle in Langley, British Columbia. Spring City is a distributor of truck and trailer parts and a manufacturer of axles and springs. Spring Service provides service and parts distribution, while Pacific Spring manufactures axles and distributes parts. An Indianapolis-based tech company is included among this year's most innovative companies from Fast Company magazine. BrewLogix, which has created a platform of digital tools for craft beverage makers, is ranked 9th in the business services category. BrewLogix has developed several tools, the most notable of which is its performance platform, which allows users to monitor real-time data on volume levels and quality of product remaining in their kegs. The company says the technology decreases the amount of time needed to monitor a user's inventory by up to 95%. According to Fast Company, BrewLogix has seen a 600% increase in its customer base with more than 9,000 customers. From the number one source for Indiana business news, this is Inside Indiana Business Radio.
Southwest Indiana, your bold future starts here. IBJ Media, Inside Indiana Business, and the IEDC invite you to the third annual Engage Southwest Indiana, April 12th in Evansville, presented by CareSource, Indiana University, and Old National Bank. Connect with fellow business and community leaders. Discover programs aligned to your region's unique needs and walk away with bold new thinking for Southwest Indiana's future growth. RSVP now at ibj.com/engage.
A not-for-profit in South Bend has made it its mission to make capital accessible to minority-owned small businesses in the area. Without another community development financial institution within an hour's drive from the city, CDFI Friendly connects business owners to CDFI Capital. Samson Telas, Executive Director of CDFI Friendly South Bend.
Right, if you don't have those things to put up against a loan, no matter how good your business idea is, most financial institutions are going to tell you no. And it is where CDFIs in a lot of those scenarios will step in and say, the collateral is not important to us. Most CDFIs don't even take collateral pledges, but they're going to want to look at other things in terms of trying to get that loan done. I would say on the CDFI side, the biggest hurdle is having a business with the technical expertise to explain what they're doing.
With a focus on public purposes, CDFIs use flexible, affordable financing to produce inclusive, equitable, and sustainable results. Since they are profitable but not profit maximizing, these institutions look at other ways to try to underscore credit criteria and underwriting for a loan. Capital Coaching, one of the organization's programs funded by a grant from the Indiana Economic Development Corporation, enables the organization to assist entrepreneurs with a business plan, organize finances and the right legal structure, and put together a strong loan application. They also coach owners on how to position their business in the best light possible to access the type of financing they need. Indiana University Health's planned $4.3 billion hospital complex in Indianapolis, one of the most expensive capital projects in state history, is designed to be, quote, an indispensable, always-ready facility to treat some of the state's sickest patients, the system's top executive said Tuesday. IU Health's planned new hospital, with the latest equipment and technology, will help the Indianapolis-based system recruit and retain top physicians, nurses, and other healthcare providers, he said. The complex will stretch across a 40-acre site just south of IU Health's century-old Methodist Hospital. Construction on the new hospital is underway, with patients set to move in near the end of 2027. Indiana Attorney General Todd Rokita is seeking action against multiple pharmacy benefit managers and drug companies for what he calls a conspiracy to raise prices on insulin medication and unfairly profit off Hoosiers. The lawsuit was filed in Lake County Superior Court on Tuesday against Novo Nordisk and Sanofi, which manufacture the vast majority of insulins and other diabetic medications available in Indiana, according to the complaint, as well as multiple PBMs, Caremark, Caremark PCS Health, CVS Health Corporation, Express Scripts, and Optum Rx. The Republican Attorney General claimed in the legal filing that a vial of insulin costs the accused pharmaceutical companies under $2 to produce. That's in, quote, stark contrast to the annual average of $5,705 that a diabetic person in the United States spent on insulin in 2016. First Bank of Bern has promoted Matthew Raynoel to Chief Financial Officer, the Adams County Bank announced Tuesday. Raynoel previously worked for the bank as the controller of its operations center. He spent 15 years in the banking industry, starting as a teller and leveling up to be an internal auditor and staff accountant at People's Federal Savings Bank in Auburn, which was acquired by Michigan City Bank Horizon Bancorp in 2015. ISDA Director Don Lamb is this week's guest on the Business and Beyond podcast with Gary Dick, presented by PNC, a weekly conversation with high-profile Hoosiers in business, sports, entertainment, and beyond, available now from your favorite podcast provider. I'm Kate Sharon for Inside Indiana Business, Radio on Demand.